to hold my bread. Hold my motherfucking bread.
Oh.
Welcome to another episode, bitch.
We
thanks
just isolated so much of our audience.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you swearing like that up
we're
top?
We're number one with child investors.
My God.
Nah, we cool. This is the Wall Street. This is After Hours.
Welcome to Hold My Bread.
Hold my language.
I can always tell when Jeff comes and he's been drinking, but have you been drinking?
No, no. I'm not a big drinker anymore.
It seems like it's like a level of confidence that I'm not used to.
You can tell when I've been drinking?
Oh, well, mostly because... Because one, you either tell us, or two, you have red wine all over your teeth. One of the two.
Oh, no.
And you giggle and cackle more.
No, is that true?
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, fine.
Welcome back.
To Hold My Bread.
To Hold My Bread.
It's the three of us.
Yep. No guests this week. We had a lovely guest last week. Check out that episode, but we're here alone this week. It's a lovely time to be alive. The market is crazy. We had the government shutdown. We survived. Did you all survive the shutdown?
Yeah, that was
is it back on?
Time. Yeah, the Democrats caved.
They caved? Oh, that's right, they did. They caved, but they made them, like, promise or something.
If the government shuts down, why were post offices still open?
The post offices weren't, they were or were not closed.
They were not closed. I went to the post office. I hated every minute of it, but I was there.
I think a lot of the stuff kept working, they just didn't get paid.
Oh, I don't.
While they work.
That doesn't seem like something people that work at the post office would want to do.
Well, no, but they get back pay. They just got paid, you know, when it opens
up. I get front pay, you know what I mean? Pay me up front.
I heard the parks were going to stay open, but they just weren't going to clean up the trash.
Oh. Sounds like what they do every time.
Yeah.
We're not cleaning up the trash.
Exactly. I'm not picking up anything.
Welcome to the park. I'm not picking that up.
Exactly.
Not until I get paid.
I went to the post office. This lady was so rude. I told her, I was like, every time I come in here all the time, you're always rude to me. And she went, no, I'm not. And I went, just because you say that doesn't make it true. And she was like, maybe you should go somewhere else. And I was like, maybe I'll go see one of those ladies outside. And she goes, I think you should. And I went, I think I will. And then I did.
What ladies outside?
There were like I was in a different kiosk, and there were people on the outside of the, I was in like a room inside of the post office. She was so rude. I fucking hate her.
Yeah?
Yeah, people at the post office. I thought that's like a stereotype for a reason.
And you said something.
Yeah, I was like, why are you being rude? I was like, I come here all the time. You're always so rude. And she was like, I'm not rude. And I go, just because you say that doesn't make it true. I was like, you're very rude.
Why are you going to the post office that much?
Because I'm male. Because I got a side hustle. I sell pins on my website. Check it out. MattBackersSucks.com. Get one of my pins. I only have like 30 of them left, and people buy them.
Oh, yeah, he sells his pins.
Yeah, I got pins, man.
You should sell some Hold My Bread pins.
Well, we're going to get Hold My Bread pins soon, eventually, once we start getting, you know, listeners. No, people listen. But,
no, your sister can.
We're going to get pins eventually. That's one of the goals for this podcast. One of my goals for 2018 is to get a Hold My Bread pin. We've already got ideas. We're going to sell them on my website.
Yeah, we're going to sell them on your website.
But yeah, so I was at the post office. So yeah, I know they were working.
Yeah, they were working. Yeah, so. Shut down.
All right, so you're angry at the post office.
Yeah,
I think that me and you are going to share some anger over this, Matt.
Absolutely.
Because we usually, before we record, we'll stop off and get a bite to eat before we
come
here to record.
It's usually
fast food. It's usually garbage.
Yeah.
It's usually
trash food.
You two came in I guess we all came in from Brooklyn, but you came in and you both got McDonald's. I stopped and I got Wendy's. Got the 4 for $4 meal.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
No nuggets. I got 3 for $4. They
gypped
me one of the
you
four.
Lost your
nuggets. Wow.
And you lost your nuggets.
I didn't. Yeah, I paid for my nuggets. I didn't get any. At least you got 3 for $4. I got none for $4.
I got my nuggets.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't get 3 nuggets. I mean, I got 3 items.
Oh, so you didn't get your nuggets at all.
I got the 4 for $4. No nuggets at all.
Oh.
What 4 items did you get?
You get the sandwich, you get fries, you get nuggets, and a drink.
Oh, so it's...
So I got no nuggets.
A meal
so
plus
I got,
nuggets.
Well, it's 4 items for $4.
Yeah,
I got
it's
3 items
meal plus nuggets.
For $4.
It's a meal, yeah.
It's but a meal plus nuggets.
But it's a meal for $4.
Always taking the corporation side.
No, but he's right, though. I mean, that is like a 4 for $4, but really all that's what I got.
That's a meal plus nuggets.
That's what
nuggets.
I got at McDonald's. I got a burger, I got fries, yeah. I got a drink, and no nuggets.
Like, you think you're getting a deal, but they're just giving you a meal and just tossing nuggets in there
yeah,
for you.
And they're throwing 4 at you. Yeah. 4, 4, 4.
Here you go, you little fat 4.
Get distracted with those 4s.
Get this little fat 4 some nuggets.
That sucks, though. Yeah, I'm like satisfied, but I'm like still a little hungry because I didn't get my 6 nuggets.
Well, and you paid for them.
I did pay for them. I'm not an email writing guy. I'm gonna be writing an email.
Yeah, you should write a letter and go back to the post office.
No, I have no allies at the post office.
You email McDonald's.
I'm gonna email them. I might buy some stock in McDonald's just so I can be like, is this how you treat your stockholders?
Oh,
there you go.
I did that with Domino's once. They fucked up my order, and I was like, I'm a stockholder, and I do not appreciate this.
Screw Domino's.
They didn't even email me back. They don't care.
You shouldn't buy Domino's. You should buy Caterpillar.
What's like the tractors?
Yep.
Ooh,
is that
all right.
That's going up?
The Caterpillar's not on the up. because the dollar has an all-time low. And there's an article that says one of the best stocks that performs when the dollar is at a low, Caterpillar Tractors.
Why is that?
It doesn't say.
That's very weird. You think
good information.
If the dollar is low and people aren't doing well, you'd think that people aren't
for some reason
farming.
When the dollar is low in value, people are like, well, it's time to buy that Caterpillar Tractor.
Yeah, but end of times. Time to buy that tractor. Pull the trigger.
Ooh. Yeah, because the article doesn't say why. It just says every time the dollar is low, Caterpillar stock goes up.
Huh. Are just, you sure it's
historically, that's what happens.
Caterpillar like the tractor, or is it literally like caterpillars?
Caterpillar.
Invest in butterflies, caterpillars.
Caterpillar the tractor.
Beetles.
I have a theory. This is my theory on why that happens.
Hit
Would
it.
You like to know?
Drop it.
How I broke the, I cracked the code?
Welcome to Jeff Sheen's Theory Corner.
So, the dollar goes low. It loses value.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar loses value. People build because things are getting cheaper right. or something,
it's
right?
It's cheaper to build.
Is it like you build a lot when the dollar's low?
I don't know.
I think so.
Well, yeah, but don't you have to buy supplies in order to build?
Yeah.
And if the dollar is low, you don't have the money to buy supplies.
Or like foreign investment, they come in, they're like, you know, well, our money's worth. So foreign investors come in, and then they always put money in real estate because that's safe bet.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of foreign investment
like
in real estate.
It's the best investment.
So you need the tractors and stuff and the loaders to build these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So Caterpillar gets a little stock bump.
Mm-hmm.
What about that theory?
I mean, I don't know if I
prove me wrong.
I would call it ignorantly wrong.
Show me some numbers and charts where I'm not right.
Can somebody that works for Caterpillar tell me, back me up, back him up? Let me know. Email us at homemybread.com. I'm very curious as to why your stocks are. How have the stocks been did you buy Caterpillar at all?
No, I haven't bought any Caterpillar.
No.
Caterpillar.
I'm waiting on this dip for.
But they're up 4%.
We were talking about Bank of America. Where do you bank? Who do you bank with?
I bank with Chase, and I'm not happy with Chase either.
I don't like Chase.
Well, Chase did. They. I do have a story here about Chase. They're going to start paying their employees more, at least a portion of their employees. They're,
oh, what a good company.
Yeah, well, they're going to build more branches.
Oh.
And they're also going to pay some of their employees more.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Earlier this week, actually yesterday. You know what I miss when you could just, remember you just put the ATM card in and then you take it out? Now you have to put it in there and it stays in there. It increases your likelihood that you're going to leave it in the machine when it makes it stay in there. So I left the damn thing in the machine.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Right, but you know
Dad
what?
Dad left his card in the machine again.
Hey, no, look.
You used to be able to put it and take it out. Now they want the card.
But I don't care about that. All right, here's my issue is they shredded my card. They didn't. They said that they called me, but they didn't call me. And I called the bank back when I realized what I had done. And they're like, the dude on the other end of the line was just like, oh, yeah, sorry, bro, we shredded it. And I was like, wait, it's been like 45 minutes. He's like, yeah, we shredded it.
Wait, you said you called the bank back?
When I realized what
so
I had done.
They did call you.
If they did call, they didn't leave a message.
Chase doesn't leave messages.
No, it's just that dude calling from his cell phone. Like, hey, man, I'm going to shred your card.
Yeah, what if it was just like a guy that was like, yeah, I found it, I shredded it, it was sick, lit it on fire, burned real good.
So they take the card and you just gotta leave it in?
Some of the machines, you put it in there and it holds the card, and then when you're done with your transaction, you can take the card out.
I don't have a bank in New York.
Mine you just put in and then it does a thing, then it sticks it back out and I take it back out. You know, like I put it in and then I get it back.
Well, I'm not 1,000 years old, so I know that that it comes out on its own. So
it does not come out on its own. Well, then this machine was broken.
Eventually it does.
Maybe you shred it. So
well, yeah, but I already left.
So
well, that's what you get your money and you just turn and run away.
Exactly.
So what you got to wait for a new card now?
Yeah.
What are you doing with all your? How are you buying stuff?
I'm all cash now, baby.
Ooh, all right.
All cash.
Well, so you got to go
off
to
the
bank
grid.
And get cash.
Well, I went today to order a new card, and they won't give you a temporary card because I actually opened my account in Chicago, so they won't give me a card.
Oh yeah. So what do you do if you need cash?
I guess I just go to the bank like I'm 100 years old and go talk to a teller.
Collect cash.
And be like, hello, I would like some cash.
Like,
hello, I would like my weekly spending money, please.
And they're like, why don't you go to an ATM? It's like, I mean, I'd love to, but I can't. What are you talking to me?
I can't use ATMs anymore. They eat my cards.
Yeah, exactly. I don't trust them.
So you're going to stick with Chase?
I guess, at least until my card gets here. Well, plus Bank of America, and that's the story I'm assuming you're about to read, they're dicking over their customers.
Yeah, so if you don't have enough money in your account, they're going to charge you a $12 monthly fee.
Oh, yeah?
So basically, if you're poor, they're going to take your money.
Yeah,
don't all banks do that?
Not to this extent, I don't think. It's a $12 fee if you don't have, what is it, $1,500 in your account?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to maintain a minimum daily balance.
Do you have $1,500 in your account?
I have hundreds of thousands in my account.
No, you do not.
You either have to have a balance of $1,500 or make a direct deposit of $250 or more. Just one time, or how many times do I have to do that?
No, I think it has to average out, right?
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, people are very upset with Bank of America. So Bank of America's stock might be dipping, so you know how we'd be getting on these dips.
Yeah, that's probably going to be dipping on that.
That's
yeah.
what Noah was talking about last week. It's an established company. Uh-huh. You're taking a bad PR hit right now. They'll probably go back up to the number that they are before this happened, so that yeah. might be a good one to jump in on.
I have some already. I bought some Bank of America.
There's a change.org petition, which does anyone know if those do anything? There's a change.org petition going around right now. It has more than 52,000 signatures from people begging the bank not to end its free checking. Please, we need free checking.
Who? Bank of America?
Yeah.
Oh, change.org is doing a thing? Yeah, what does change.org do? Do they actually pull anything off?
I don't know.
I imagine that it's worked a few times.
You think?
Yeah. I'm just going cash from now
on. E-checking, which launched
in
2010.
Yeah, you're off
the grid. I'm going to buy a Caterpillar, dig me some holes, put my money in it.
There you go.
There you go.
That's right.
You just go dig up your random holes to get some of your money.
You live in a hole-based economy.
Yeah, he's a hole-based guy.
Yeah.
And he buys bird feeders. Lots of bird. You're a crazy person.
Yeah, exactly.
You lost your mind.
My money's all tied up in bird seed.
I like to buy bird seed.
I'm very bird seed rich, right? Cash poor.
I bury my money. I buy bird seed.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't have any stock in any bank companies, really.
Bank of America. What are they at? They're trading at $32.
Which is down. I think it was higher than that before, wasn't it?
$32. I mean, no, I bought them a little bit ago before this even came out at 31.
Oh,
so,
all right.
It's a decently priced stock. 30,
I mean, this whole thing could not even affect them. Who knows?
You know, and banks. You can always invest in a bank. You know?
The government shutdown. We were talking about this on the train. The government shutdown helped my gold cranking up. I'm about to unload it. I'm up $20 on my gold right now. I'm going to ride that baby till she even shows the slightest sign of a dip, and then I'm selling.
Yeah, then you're going to get out.
I'm going to get out.
Get your money in cash, bury it in the backyard.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can put it next to my hole.
Exactly. I'll put it next to your hole.
But, oh, boy. All right,
hey,
keep saying that.
Jeff,
it's starting to sound
on.
Weird.
Well, you're the one that took it there.
It's starting to sound weird.
Let me put my Caterpillar in your hole.
Get out of here.
Movie stock, my movie pass. Everyone talks shit about my movie pass. My movie pass jumped up 20% the other day. That's good gains right there.
That's not going to last.
Yeah, you're right. It's already gone down a little bit today. So.
Are you going to sell it?
No, I'm not going to sell it. I'm going to go long on it because I think it's got potential. It's going to take a while, but I think I'm going to go long on the movie pass.
I don't know.
I've decided. I bought it in like $5. It's up 9.11 right now.
I think Disney will just destroy it.
Disney? No.
Disney's going to destroy a lot of things.
Yeah, but that's not one of them. Disney is in the movie business. Why would they want to destroy something that makes people go see more movies?
They'll make their own movie pass, Disney pass.
But they don't own the movie theaters.
They'll buy them. Disney's going to take over a lot of stuff. We're all going to be Disney. This whole country is going to be smiling.
We're going to be Amazon first.
Yeah.
Amazon and Disney.
Who will buy Amazon? Will Amazon buy Disney or will Disney buy Amazon? Or will they fight to the death and that's what will end the world?
Amazon will buy Disney. Yeah. Amazon's worth way more than Disney.
Did you see that they opened up that store in Seattle?
Oh, yeah, the
first Amazon store.
One?
Zero cash. You just tap your membership card to go in. You pick items off of the shelf. There's hundreds of cameras in the store. They track what you're buying and automatically add it to your account. And then if you put it back, you decide, I don't want it, it removes it from your account. And then you just walk out of the store at the end of it.
Wow.
One person already accidentally shoplifted.
Really? How'd that happen?
I don't know. Some like one person accidentally like it didn't pick up what they got.
Like, well, I'm sorry.
They just got some free stuff.
That's cool.
But other than that one person, I guess it was a success.
I did see photos of the store. There was like a line around the store, which... It's kind of cool. I guess it's very popular, but it also sucks to have to deal with that.
I mean, the line was just because it was like the first time. Everyone's like, oh, I want to go and check it out.
Yeah.
It's,
go up there and buy some Pringles and, I can just walk, you know.
It kind of defeats the purpose if you're like, there are going to be no lines, but there's a line to get in the store.
Yeah. I mean, that was a first time. It's going to be putting a lot of these cashiers out of work.
Yeah. I mean,
robots and cameras.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. Well, I showed you that thing on the train over here. Jeff Bezos made like $1.2 billion in like a couple days. Which is more than most of the cashiers in the world or in the United States combined make in a year or whatever, or a day.
Yeah, they make like 200 something million.
210 million
a billion.
Yeah, 210 million a day are for all the cashiers together, and then Bezos made like 1.5 in like 2 days.
So I don't know.
But remember, he gave away that 33 million, a drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
He's so not don't invest in cashiers.
Yeah, exactly. Cash registers, not unless they're run by robots.
Yep, don't do cash registers, don't do cashiers.
Mm-mm.
Company colored vests, I think, are on the way out.
Company colored vests?
Yeah, if you see like a
blue vest, red
blue
vest.
Blue vest, red vest.
Yeah.
Name tags. Don't invest in name tags. Anything related to retail employees.
Well, retail, yeah. Toys R Us closed a bunch of stores.
Mm-hmm. Skechers, probably going to nosedive.
Didn't we talk about Skechers on like one of the first episodes? You guys were talking about how much, never mind.
I think it was in an article that said Skechers is actually a good buy.
It did say that, you're right.
I bet it's going to be a bad buy soon, though. Because who buys Skechers most? Retail employees.
Who need to be,
who are on their feet walking around.
I was wondering where you were going with this, if you just had Skechers on the brain.
No, because like retail people always have comfortable shoes because they got to walk around and stock stuff. Mm-hmm. Those people aren't going to have jobs, so those people aren't buying Skechers anymore.
They don't need shoes anymore.
Yeah.
You don't need shoes when you're sitting on your ass.
So anything that you, just picture like a Walmart employee, whatever they're wearing, what their life is like, don't invest in any of that
stuff. Tough day for khakis.
Khakis on the out.
Khakis.
Skechers on the out. Blue vests, gone.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And the horse they rode in on.
Yeah. Bad banter, don't invest in it.
Exactly, no.
You know?
Smiles, smiles are out.
Asking how the weather is,
no more greeting.
Don't invest.
Robots don't greet people. They just, what do you need? How can I service you? Well, we were talking about Elon. No, we weren't talking about Elon, but we're about to.
You want to.
Every week he wants to talk about Elon.
Well, you know, we just talked about.
Let's call this the Elon Musk cast.
Yeah. I'm just trying to do it so one day he will hear it and listen and maybe be a guest. You think it's all a joke, but one of these days he's going to come in.
Yeah. What do you bet that he spends all that time at the post office just mailing letters to Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Elon, it's me.
All his pins are going to Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon, did you get that pin? I said, you ever listen to that song Stan? It's by Eminem. It's like me, but with Elon Musk. Elon, I mailed you this pin.
He's trying to go to the moon just to get away from your crazy ass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he wants to leave the planet.
Elon, you can never escape me.
There's some weirdo that keeps talking about me.
Yeah. No, this is great. He's a good man. This is a good example of why we should all like Elon. He's starting this new play. It's the boldest pay plan in corporate history, is what people are saying.
Oh, the boldest pay plan.
Boldest pay plan. He's speculation as far back as 5 years ago. He was going to maybe leave the company. I think he's going to be here for a while, hopefully. But there's a thing where he's given himself a bunch of milestones for the company, a bunch of really big milestones that they have to reach. And if they don't reach them, he's not getting paid this year. That's pretty good. I mean, I know he's rich and he's already made a ton of money.
He already has tons
of money. Yeah, but he's not going to take any more.
Yeah, isn't that the equivalent of President Trump saying that he wasn't going to take a salary to be the president?
Yeah, but it's still, it's like a night, you know, it's better than not.
Is he taking a salary? Do we
no, he's
find
not.
Out he is?
No,
I think that you're required to take some sort of salary as the president.
I think
right?
It was like a dollar.
No,
and the dollar's never been weaker, so, I mean, come on, he's doing pretty good.
Weak dollar. Nah, it's been weaker, but this is the weakest it's been since, like, I think the mid-90s. Right. So, if you want, and the euro's up. And the euro, they're like, well, it might be too strong, you know, because the weak dollar is good for trade. So, trade, invest in, and don't invest in retail employee and cashier.
Or Skechers.
Lifestyle. You know? Those are my two tips of the day from Jeff Sheen.
Okay.
Tesla is valued at $59 billion today. Elon Musk, if he can somehow increase the value to $650 billion, which would make it one of the top five, that's like insane. That's like insane. $55 billion to $650 billion, is... That would make it one of the top. That has to be one of the. That would be one of the top earning companies in the world. So that's.
Yeah. What are they doing now that is even?
Well, they're making cars. Finally, they made 1,000. I think they're like 1,000 cars a week. By the end of January is what they said they're going to be up to, which is not as good as Ford or whatever. But
yeah, Ford cranks out way more.
Man,
yeah,
but you're just from Detroit. That's all you just.
If Ford does.
We all know what Ford
and
does.
And Ford can do electric cars. I'm pro Ford.
The company continues to lose money. Tesla, it says right here, Tesla, at one point last year, was losing almost $500,000 an hour.
Yeah, Ford's growing.
Every statement of this podcast could be followed with, I think.
I think. I'm going to assume Ford is on the grow.
It says he only gets paid if the company succeeds over the long term with significant gains in market cap. So that's what I like about Elon. Elon's not making money unless I'm making money. No, right? Boy. Stockholders. Don't shake your head.
You and Elon.
Yeah. We're going to ride a rocket together. We're going to hold hands.
He's
single. I'm single. We're both lonely boys.
Oh, boy.
Oh, speaking of being single, I'm killing it on the transitions here. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, me and Matt are going back and forth, so yeah.
Yeah.
Any transition.
Yeah, absolutely. So Badoo, I guess, is the majority owner of Bumble, the dating app. Badoo.
B-A-D-O-O. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're the majority owner of the dating app Bumble, and they're going to sell, and they're thinking the sale could value the company at $1.5 billion.
What's their stock ticker?
That I do not know.
B-A-D-U?
Perhaps. Well, it's B-A-D-O-O is how you spell the name of the company.
Hmm.
I'll have to look up what they...
Just curious. That's cool. That's interesting. Yeah, Bumble, I mean, they're the number two dating app. I mean, I'm assuming Tinder came first. I'm assuming they're number one.
The person the person that actually the majority owner or the woman who kind of started Bumble, she used to work at Tinder.
Ah, don't mind if I Badoo.
Oh, yeah, she did work. Yeah, I remember that. She worked at Tinder.
And she left. Whitney Wolf Hurd, she's the co-founder of Tinder. And she left the company in 2014 because...
Why because?
Surprise, surprise, she filed a sexual harassment lawsuit. It's just like, of course, you work at Tinder. I can imagine that there's a ton of sexual harassment going on at Tinder.
Absolutely.
And a lot of swipe jokes, I bet.
Yeah.
A lot of swipes.
She was like, I don't like the way you make me feel. And he was like, left.
Yeah, it's probably just people going up to people's faces and swiping left or right.
Yeah, and they laugh and smack butts.
Yeah.
That's how they do high fives.
Like,
we high five here by touching butts.
Like it's a big football game.
Yeah. So Bumble, the company's going to sell Bumble?
So
who's interested in buying them?
Tinder.
Who's going to buy Bumble?
Match Group, I guess, is...
Is that Match.com?
I think that might be, yeah, Match Group, I think, is a company that owns Tinder. They do own Tinder, as a matter of fact.
They're going to buy Bumble?
Yeah, they're thinking about possibly buying Bumble.
That doesn't seem like it should be allowed.
And Badoo has hired J.P. Morgan Chase to help find a buyer, I guess.
Well, good luck. Don't sell it to Tinder. We can't have Tinder in. They can't be, what are they going to have? They're going to have a monopoly on these dating apps.
A monopoly on love.
Exactly. You can't own love.
Yeah, they're going to own love.
Amazon owns love.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
You can't buy love.
I will do anything for love, but I won't do that. You know what I mean? All right.
What was that? Were you singing a Meatloaf song?
Meatloaf. That's the only Meatloaf song I know.
So there's gonna be the swipe company. Swiping and
corner the dating the app market.
Man, then they're gonna start like adopting kids and stuff that were like from the result of Tinder and Bumble, and then like do something very Orwellian.
Are you gonna put that in your nose?
No, I'm just gonna touch the tip.
He's got a cord in his hand, folks. everybody's wondering, what is he going to put in his nose? That's a cord.
What's he going to do? You know Jim Cramer?
Oh, yeah.
Mad Jim Cramer?
Yeah.
The one and only?
He said, this market right now is the craziest thing he's ever seen in his life.
That's a long life.
We're in a bull, we're in a crazy market time. I'm starting to think it's fake.
Yeah, it's a fugazi.
I think, yeah.
It's all built on nothing.
What do you think,
Eric? Like a Ponzi scheme.
What? How crazy it is?
How crazy big it's gotten. It doesn't it seem like it's not real? Like somewhere at one point they're like, it was all fake, and it's going to just deflate to like where it actually is.
Like we're in the Matrix or something?
No, just like this is all like fabricated and just speculation and just like not real money.
And people reassuring people off of nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And eventually, yeah, I think we're like way, way beyond. And then I think, you know, once any kind of Democrat's going to get in the office, be like, oh, this isn't real. And it's all out of the money's going to disappear.
This is a house of cards.
Mm-hmm. I think this was going to happen. And then everyone's going to be like, well, they took the money away. Like, no, they just saw that it was fake.
Yeah. It was never here to begin with.
Yeah.
Puff of smoke.
So I don't know. I think I'm going to try to get out around November.
I'm going to try and,
November before the midterm elections?
I think so. I'm going to try to, because I think they're going to take over. And everyone's going to be like, what the heck's going on? And then they're going to relook at it. They're gonna be like, this ain't real money. A lot of fake money in here. Fake money. Fake news created the fake money.
Well, then what happens to the podcast?
I mean, it'll still be alive. The market will still be breathing.
Yeah, he just won't have as much skin in the game.
It's not going to be as much of a dragon as it really appears to be.
Jeff's going to take
this sucker's breathing fire right now, Eric.
Yeah, you stand to lose tens of twenties of dollars.
How am I going to make rent?
Exactly. I do this for fun, for the love of the game.
Yeah, if this sucker crashes, there goes me eating Pringles twice a week.
That's your high dollar food, Pringles?
Pringles are nice.
Yeah.
They're not actually a potato chip. They're in that family, but they can't really be classified. They're a crisp or something.
Oh, what are they, I wonder?
What?
They're like,
they're not made out of potatoes. They can't call them potato chips.
They can't call them potato chips.
Legally. It's like, do you ever see those Donato's boxes in the grocery store that's like frozen pizza with wings? Do you ever see those?
No.
Well, if you see them, they spell wings W-Y-N-G-Z or something because they can't put wings because they're not actually wings.
Oh.
Look it up. Look.
See, there's a lot of that going on.
Yep.
Pringles have potato flakes.
Potato flakes.
The creation process begins with a slurry of wheat, rice, corn, and potato flakes that are pressed into form.
Yeah, they press them.
So enjoy the two cans of that a week, yeah.
Yeah, they're fancy. They're much better than your potato chips.
I like Pringles.
I like my slurry flakes.
I like the jalapenos. ones.
Damn, Pringles are good.
You like a spicy Pringle?
I like a spicy Pringle.
You should buy some stock in Pringles then.
Yeah. Who owns Pringles?
I always Does Lay's own Pringles?
I don't know. What a time to be alive it would be.
Part of my theory. It's a good, you know what? Own a part of it.
Also, it's a good depressing food. So if you're getting laid off from a retail store, you're sad, you're going to eat Pringles.
That's true. A lot of these laid off retail people are going to start buying alcohol. But
as Noah told us last week, there are certain stocks that just always are strong, and alcohol is one of them.
Yeah, but like, you know, with the robots taking over jobs, unemployed people, you know, getting government checks for unemployment, goes to booze.
That's right.
So invest in booze.
And cigarettes. Mm-hmm. People wouldn't be living less.
Yeah, sell your Skechers.
Cigarettes
stock.
Has got to be going. Like way fewer people are smoking.
Yeah, vaping. Everyone's vaping.
Yeah, vaping's up.
And smoking weed. I've smoked probably 10 cigarettes my entire life.
I used to smoke. I smoked from time to time.
Yeah, you still kind of smoke. But I smoke.
I felt judgy.
It is judgy.
You just looked at him like your mom.
I've been friends with you for a long time, and every couple months you're like, "I'm quitting after this month," and I'm like, "I'm gonna hold you to it."
Yeah, I just see you smoke on Sunday?
Maybe, I don't know. Yes, but I don't know. Maybe smoking isn't gonna go away. People will always want to smoke.
Of course not. Just fewer people are smoking. Much how we were talking about unhealthy foods. Maybe not a good idea to invest in like candy or unhealthy foods because people are starting to eat healthier. People are also, you know, wising up when it comes to smoking. Also, it's insanely ridiculous price to smoke. I mean, it costs so much to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Eh, not everywhere. Virginia's cheap.
How much is it in Virginia? Do you think smoking is
like $6 a pack or something cheap?
As opposed to like
But do you think it was going 12? Down? Like smoking was going down, right? Because it was like a healthy thing to do.
Right.
And then like, you know, like Trump and alt-right people got in and they're like, you know how they're just like, coal's coming back, oil, screw getting healthy and being PC. So do you think a lot of people are like, yeah, you know what? Let's smoke again.
Oh, I thought you were going with the angle of you just thought that like the alt-right would come back and be like, we're bringing back dip and cigarettes.
Snus.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, like the Make America Great Again. You could smoke in the planes in the 60s. So I think smoking probably went up a little.
We're smoking in restaurants again. You can't tell us that we can't.
Right?
You might be right about that, actually.
Yeah, because they go counter whatever is like good for you.
They overcompensate.
Like, they want to like screw the man or whoever. Yeah. So there's like, well, you know what? We're winning now. And I bet smoking probably took a little bit of a bump. Because even John Boehner, I think, he's
Boehner.
A lobbyist for smoking companies.
I wouldn't, I don't
Philip
know that.
Philip Morris?
Maybe, it might be Philip Morris, I'm not sure.
Procter, I don't know any other smoking companies.
But that whole Procter side of the spectrum is very kind of smoky.
I have no idea.
They're rebels. They like to think of themselves as these weird rebels, even though they're just rich kids.
Yeah.
So they're like, heck yeah!
Speaking of rich kids, do you know Dan Bilzerian? You know who that guy is?
No.
You know that guy is?
I do not.
He's like a billionaire. His dad got arrested for securities fraud, and they couldn't recover a lot of the money. And now Dan Bilzerian has billions of dollars that he won through poker. But really, it's just his dad's money. But he's starting he has like a pot company called Green Access. Green Access, I think, and it's supposed to be being publicly traded in the next couple weeks. So that might be worth looking into. I don't know. This guy seems like a real idiot. He doesn't I don't think he knows really how to run a company, but
yeah, but he's got his dad behind him, who sounds
well, his
like
dad's
he can
in jail.
Get him out. Oh, his
so,
dad's
he's
in
either
jail.
In jail or dead. So one of those things.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Yeah. So, but you know, you're just saying about privileged money that made me think of that.
I feel like anything to do with the pot industry right now is just a cash cow. You need to be smart. You should be like, I'm selling pot. And
yeah.
then just money gets thrown at you.
Yeah, so much. I mean, there's so much. It's like the gold rush. That and Bitcoin or that and cryptocurrency, are like it's like it feels like a gold rush right now. People are just trying to get in, make money, and get out.
Yeah, because this fake bubble is going to burst.
That's right.
I'm going to figure this out, Eric.
He's going to get
it's
to the bottom
of it.
It's
only a matter of time. Only a matter of time.
Jeff's
going
to get the bottom of it, and he doesn't give a shit who's at the top.
That's right. I cracked Caterpillar. I cracked the currency. I'm gonna crack this one wide right open.
Yeah.
Then there's gonna be a movie with me, Tom Hanks, and Meryl Streep. The Post 2.
The Post 2. Jeff Sheen's Boogaloo.
Jeff, we can't put this in the paper. They'll get us.
The people deserve to know.
They need to know yeah. how it works.
Allow me, I'll sacrifice myself.
The Post 2 in theaters this fall.
Tell my story.
Before Already? We get out of here, you got anything else?
Do I have anything else?
Yeah.
I mean, I just looked at Ford. Ford's cheap.
Okay.
Get Ford.
Ford.
It's $11 a share. I like anything in the $10 range.
Oh, yeah.
Anything in the $10 range.
I like $10 ranges.
Jeff looks at stocks the way people look at coupons.
Yeah, I think $10 is like a good, you know... Because I could see a lot of things getting to 30 and always just kind of stay there for a while.
Yeah.
You know, 30 seems to be like the hover area
mm-hmm.
or a huge bump up to like 70 or 80.
Mm-hmm.
It goes 10,
30,
30 70, 80,
130,
100, nah, like 100, 115. And then up to about, then it's just like a big jump to like 210.
Somebody make a scale. If somebody could draw out a scale and send it to us, the Jeff Sheen scale.
Yeah, so I like to get in at around the 10 mark,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I think if it gets to 10, it's a safe bet to say it's going to get to the 30 mark.
Well.
Okay, I don't agree with that, but okay.
Do you guys know, have you heard about Grumpy Cat? Do you know Grumpy Cat?
I do know Grumpy Cat.
Fucking a cat that's worth more than the three of us put together.
All of our friends put together.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to, you know.
Everyone you know.
Yeah. They can't. They won a lawsuit. The cat didn't win the lawsuit. The cat doesn't know what day it is. But the lady that owns the cat, she won a lawsuit. $700,000. The total payout was like $701,000 for like some company. They were like signed up to do a promotion for them. And they were like, you can sell these cappuccinos. We're going to sell these cappuccinos that they're called. What do you think they're called?
Go cattuccinos.
No, that's a good guess, though. Oh.
Something with grumpy. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Grumpuccino.
Yes, nailed it. Eric Monaco. Yeah. The grumpuccino.
Grumpuccino.
they said you can.
They missed out on cattuccino?
I think grumpuccino's better. It's grumpy cat.
Grumpuccino,
cattuccino. If you call it cattuccino, it could be any cat, but if it's a grumpy cat, you want it to be a grumpy.
Maybe a latte. You could do like a catte or
a
something.
A catte. A catte. Yeah. That's a beer.
All right, fine.
But grumpuccino, they said you can sell these grumpuccinos.
It's like saying grumpuccino.
Grumpuccino, grumpuccino, grumpuccino. Sounds like I'm saying Al Pacino. They could sell these, and they're like, cool, we will sell these. Grumpuccinos.
Back has had a couple of Irish grumpuccinos. Well,
it does sound like a cranky Al Pacino.
Grumpuccino.
Like, oh, you be a grumpuccino right now? You're like, yeah. shut up, Meryl.
Come on, we gotta do this shot. You're being a real grumpuccino.
That cat made $700,000.
Yeah, and I bet he's not gonna see any of it.
So
I'm here to sue this woman on behalf of this cat.
Put it on the list. Also, invest in cats.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Cats that look upset.
You guys, you know that cat's name was like they call it. It's Grumpy Cat now, but before it was famous, its name was Tard.
Tard.
Yeah, because it looks
retarded.
Like a
But they had to make it all friendly.
Yeah, they're like, you can't make money off of a cat called Tard. And they're like, that's not his name.
It's a Tardachino.
It's a Tardachino. Yeah.
Cappuccino's for retards.
Well, that seems like as good of a place to end as any.
Here's your cappuccino, you retard.
Damn.
Oh, man.
It comes with a lid.
Spill it on your retarded crotch.
coming up with a description for this episode is going to be fun.
Grumpuccino. Okay, so either way, the cat, they were selling these cappuccinos, and then they were like, we're also going to sell some hats and some cups. And they were like, we didn't agree to the hats and the cups. You're fucked. And then they sued him and they won.
Oh.
So the cat testified in court, and his testimony was very helpful. I got nothing. I tried to find something. There's nothing. Yeah, all right. You got anything? You want to wrap it up? We'll wrap it up. We're 34 minutes in. I'm having fun.
Well, everybody, it's been fun.
It's always a pleasure. Email us at homemadebread@gmail.com. We've been getting some good emails. Yeah. Check us out on Instagram.
And get yourself a Grumpuccino.
And get yourself a Grumpuccino. Don't be a Grumpuccino. Have one.
Have a Grumpuccino. Follow
Matt at the post office.
Yeah, okay. Follow me at the post office and come behind me and we'll tell this lady how rude she is.
Yeah, he'll give you a pin.
Yeah, no, I won't. I'm almost out.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.